Hi everyone. I am Melvin B. I am a compulsive overeater and I have been in program for about a year and a half. I've been abstinent for a little over a year. And I really enjoy being a part of OA. OA has gave me a newfound freedom, freedom from food obsession. OA is there to help. And if you work the program will work, but it's up to you. In OA, I have found that the first thing is, to me, is the most important is step one, where that we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. That is the first step that we all have to take. Of course, the 12 steps are arranged in a certain order for a reason. And if you notice that, again, the second step is came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. After we admit that we're powerless over food, then we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us. It's not something we can do on our own. We are powerless. We have to have strength. Strength comes in number. Number comes in being in OA, having a fellowship in OA, and allowing others to help us through their experience, to listen to the shares, how other people have overcome, and what they used as their way of overcoming. Each of us are different. We're made up different. Each of us has our own thing that we are trying to overcome. Ours is an addiction of food. We are sick individuals, when we want to put it that way. We are sick. And our disease is compulsive eating, whether it's undereating or overeating. That is our disease. And there is a cure for our disease. The cure is being in OA, working the steps, helping others and doing service with others. I know that I looked up some definitions of unity. And unity, one of the definitions is a quality of a state or not being multiple, oneness. Unity is being one. In OA, we become one as one. My recovery is my responsibility. No one else can give it to me. I have to work the program in order that I can have my recovery. It is a thing that I have to do. I have to choose. Every day, I choose whether I want to work my program or if I want to turn my back and go the other way. But the other way is full of pitfalls. The other way, I go back to where I came from. I don't want to go back to where I came from. I enjoy my program. Another one is a condition of harmony, to be in accord, to be in one accord with each other. We help each other, we build each other. We strengthen each other. And another definition was the quality or state of being made one, unification. We are unified together. Unity is something that we must have, we must use. Going over some of the things that I find is as we grew up, as I grew up, I was under the impression that food was there for comfort, is there for happiness. It was there, if something bad happened, food would take away that pain. If something great happened, food would encourage that joy and celebration. But food has no effect, really. All it does, it causes us problems. The food itself has no power to give us comfort. has no power to give us joy, has no power to take away our unhappiness. Food is a way to hide from everything. And in OA, that's what I come to realize is my food obsession was an obsession. It had nothing to do with joy and happiness. It had to do with pain that I was hiding behind the food because that was my source of comfort. I thought it gave me comfort, but it didn't. It was there just to mask what I was trying to hide. In working steps, we find that we have things that may, that I find that I have things that are hidden that I have suppressed for many, many, many years, maybe since childhood or before, that I have never dealt with. OA teaches us how to deal with that. OA is a new way of living. It's a new way of seeing things. It is getting away from being obsessed with food and thinking that food will take away everything, that food is the answer. And I become and realize that food has no power except the power that I give to it. The program works if we work it. This is a program of honesty. We have to be honest with ourselves. And we have to trust those who work with us. When selecting a sponsor, you want someone you can trust and be honest with. Until you can be honest with yourself, the program will not work. Your recovery may and may not come. The key is true honesty with self, true honesty with your sponsor. That's when finding a sponsor, you want to find someone that you can trust and confide in to share your deepest secrets with that you may have never shared with anyone else. Someone that will help and guide you through the program. To me, a sponsor is your coach and cheerleader, your instructor, your accountability partner, your teacher, your guide through this program. Sponsors are there to help and lead and guide you. If your sponsor is not helping you or giving you answers that you need to hear, that may not be the correct sponsor for you. Always be willing to ask your sponsor questions. Sponsors should never be afraid to answer. Always be a, and a sponsor is always available for you. And will be there to guide you. They also have experience because they've been through the program. They've worked the steps. And by working the steps with you as a sponsee, me as a sponsor, it helps me learn and get better educated. There are things that when working with a sponsor, I have noticed that I may have missed in the past. There are new things that come up that you see that maybe you weren't ready to see the first time you went through. That's another thing. The 12-step program itself is not a one and done thing. The 12-step program is meant to be duplicated over and over because each time you go through it, you find something new about yourself. You may find things that you have hidden about yourself that you weren't ready to deal with when you first got into the program and first went through the 12 steps. I always like to say, we have to remember we're all in progress. We're not perfect. Once we think that we're perfect, we put ourselves up on a pedestal. I put myself up on a pedestal. And what happens when you're on a pedestal is you're going to get knocked off that pedestal. And when you fall or relapse, it is very difficult to get back to where you used to be. I come up on slippery slopes once in a while, and those slippery slopes have a way that want to drag me back to where I came from. But I stand firm and will not allow that to happen. Each day that I'm in the program, I choose I choose to be in the program. I choose to abstain from certain foods. I choose to be abstinent. I choose the foods that I want. By saying I choose, that means I have made the choice and it's my choice. When we stop and think that we are depriving ourselves of something or that we're missing out on something, it gives us a negative aspect of the program. When I say I choose, it gives me the choice to choose to say that I chose to do this. It is my choice, and no one is telling me that I have to do it. By being at my choice, that's a positive aspect that I can look forward. I set myself small goals that I know that I can make. I have the big goal at the end, but I set small goals so that when each time I achieve a goal, I feel that I have achieved something and I keep moving forward. It's when you set a goal and you can't reach that goal that you get disoriented and you want to give up. We cannot give up. This is a disease, and this disease will take us over if I let it. I choose not to let it. I choose to be in OA. I choose to be abstinent. I choose to be happy. And that's the key, is that I choose. And it is a choice that I have to make. We are all in a group circle, and we have our friends with us and our fellows with us. We need to stay inside that circle and keep moving forward. It works if you work it. Thank you. I'll pass.